was a dark, stormy night as the train rattled on. All the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, "Make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us awake."
My name is Celeste from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
The legendary 1970s, early 1980s band Bush Tetras from New York City are back, with founding members Cynthia Slay and Pat Place performing with R.B. Corbett from King Missile and Pussy Galore and Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth on a tour this summer that stops in Kingston on July 23rd at Tubby's. The show is at 8 p.m. July 23rd with the Bush Tetras, and you can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-I's into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Curtin family of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. You're listening to Wave Farm's WGXC listener-supported radio for open ears. This program is Mirage Station, and my name is Mayuko. Today, I am planning to play a bunch of songs by Japanese artist Daisuke Tobari for no real reason, really. It's just my summer staples album, and I have been listening to it a lot, like I do every summer. And I hope you find out why just by listening to the songs that I'm going to play in the first half of today's show. It's got some, well, the songs that I'm going to play are all from an album titled Guitar, and it came out mid-90s, I think it was like 1995 or something. And it's like an acid folk type of thing, but I feel like lots of more different experimental music and all the different aspects in his music. And I just love the mixture of those weirdness of his sensitivity mixed with like some really sweet, like a bittersweet also feel, like a very pretty melody and everything. And somehow it reminds me of the summer. It feels really summer to me. And there were some lyrics which I can't really catch myself, even though it's maybe partially English, partially Japanese, but the way he sings is very unclear. So I don't exactly know what he's thinking about, but here and there some mention of summer, like falling in love again in the summer, you know, that kind of universal, timeless themes in such strange interpretation sound-wise. So I should stop talking and why don't I just let you listen to all these beautiful songs for many, I don't know how many songs I'm going to play, but I hope you'll enjoy, and thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy today's Mirage Soundscape with me. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Mirage Station on Wavebombs WGXC Radio. I'm playing a lot of songs by Japanese artist Daisuke Tobari from his album titled Guitar, which came out in mid-1990s. And I can only tell you that it's a bunch of songs by him. Although it took only like 15 minutes to play all these songs. They have no names, so I have no way of announcing them. But we heard something like 5-6 songs by him from this album, Guitar. And he's one of those people that we don't know where he is now. Well, I don't know anyway. I looked him up every like 5 years or maybe 10 years. I don't get to find so much information. He's one of those people who just, you know, do their own thing, DIY, presenting their own world, their own small voices in some way. And it's because Summer, and this is my personally Summer stable album, and that's why I'm playing it. But also I've been thinking about small voices being represented, and the way this artist came out, there was a record store called Los Upson in Tokyo, which I would go sometimes. There were few places like that record store that are like small, you know, often in the almost like look like somebody's apartment sometime. I don't know if they live there or not, but very small DIY places. And those are kind of places where independent artists can bring in, you know, their handmade cassette tapes. I'm sure there are these places in the United States too, so I'm sure a lot of you music fans can relate to my experience. I mean, but so there were a few places like that where people just do it without anybody's permission, not waiting for somebody's approval, but just record something. They have something they want to say and bring it to this record store, and they accept it, and they would, you know, sell them on behalf of the artists. And so that's how it's like a little platform for artists. And I used to go to places when I was still in Tokyo, and I really loved finding, you know, some really strange things, like handmade cover, like cassette tapes, like CD covers, record covers, some weird piece of art, almost strange object that comes with music. And I really loved that kind of world. And that kind of platform that give people sense of, you know, empowerment, I guess, that make us feel like I can do this. I happen to be not a musician, so I didn't do it myself, but I love that there were these places where I could feel I could do it too if I wanted to. I don't have to have a big funds to do this. It's just really up to me that if I want to, I can do it. And there are these people who support you, your creative journey. And I've been thinking, how many vehicles like that, how many places like that do we have? And that's sort of like a barometer for a healthy community, that how many things, how many projects, how many platforms are there in place for people to feel like they can do something. That it doesn't have to be a massive, big project, but something that they want to voice their opinions, that's present our own little vision that each one of us have, that this is how we want the world to be. And, you know, we need places like that, because I really been feeling like, you know, the crazy stuff that we've been seeing, like clinging on to violence or hatred or racism and stuff, I'm thinking because they're there, because those are easy answer to our sense of powerlessness. It just gives people a quick fix, give us false sense of power. But the truth is, we just want a little control over our own life. We just want to live. We just want to feel like we get to have a say in the world, that we can feel like our thoughts matter, our existence matter. And on that level, I feel maybe this is something, the sense of powerlessness is something that goes across the political division or whatever the principle that we may or may not share. But the sense of not having control over our life might be the very mutual thing. Even with those who might not agree with me politically or whatever. And so I've been thinking there has to be a lot more places that make us feel like we can do something despite all these crazy, you know, healthcare system broken or a climate crisis. I mean, it's so very hot today here in Accra, the radio station. And I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, there are worse places. This is actually, upstate New York is actually not that bad. But you know what I'm talking about? The sense of like things so out of control, like things are just so out of proportion. And we want to feel like we can do something, but it's hard to find specific action that we can take. And that gives us the sense of powerlessness. So I was thinking about those record stores in that context now, that no matter how small, if you can feel you can do something and you're being heard, that gives us the hope. And I want to talk about, or I do think about this radio station, WGXC, in the same context too, because we are, you know, just regular people. And I get to have this 1 hour talking about stuff like this. And you may or may not agree with me, but you get to hear what I'm thinking. This is what I think about the world, and I'm not the only one. There are lots of other DJs, programmers here on WGXC Radio doing the same thing. Very young people to people in their, I forgot the age of the oldest DJ at our radio station, but, you know, from teenagers to people in their 70s or whatever, and from diverse, you know, racial, cultural backgrounds, and I believe all feel empowered to be here because I get to have a say. I get to present my own vision and I get to hear other people's vision. Even if they were not wealthy, powerful individual, we can hear them and we support each other. We amplify each other's voices. And that's what we're doing here at Waveforms WGXC Radio. And we need support to keep this going. So I would like to ask you to help. If you can, please consider supporting this radio station. It can be like $10 a month or any amount of your choosing. You can become a monthly sustaining supporter of WGXC Radio. Or if you would like to make a one-time gift, that would be, you know, totally appreciated as well. You can do so at wgxc.org/donate. And you can propose your own show too if you want. If you have something to say about the community, about the world, the music that you think we should listen to, the artists that should be known more, this is something you can do too. And I've felt empowered and supported by the community around WGXC Radio, that I can feel I matter, and that gives me the hope, and I hope it will give you the sense of participation and therefore the sense of power too. Anyhow, that's my thought today, and I'm talking over the same artist, Dice Ghetto Buddies track, and how about we listen to one more of his song and we would hear a little more summary, in my opinion, tunes in the last half of my today's show. Thank you for listening, and I will see you in a bit.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You do me justice now.
Okay, honey. Will you come along now?
Mm-hmm.
Can't you feel the night so very cold? The bed and blanket also cold. Pull me closer and put out the light and then do me justice. Oh, that is me. I said to me, Georgie, now. No brandy or whiskey can do it right. No number of blankets can keep me warm. So pull me closer and put out the light and then do me justice. Oh, that is me case. Oh, yes, no more time to wait now.
Well, that was very difficult name. Iriwal de Denge Dixon Oldaye. I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing it all wrong, but the song he gave us was Orin Asape Iko from Juju Roots 1930s to 1950s, a compilation. S.E. Roji gave us Do Me Justice from Palm Wine Guitar Music. Every time I listen to that Japanese artist, Tobari Daisuke, I always think of Palm Wine Guitar, I mean specifically S.E. Roji. So maybe you see what I mean now, that it sounds very summer to me. We heard another song by that artist, Tobari Daisuke. Well, Tobari is his last name, Daisuke is his first name. And that was the second set. I'm thinking playing a track by the Beatles. This is very personal, but my father just passed away, and today is his funeral, which I cannot attend because I'm across the Pacific Ocean. But I hope if you will, please keep him in his prayer. I guess that's the expression. Tonight, and also I want to talk about this, why the Beatles and what's up with this Japanese man have to do with it. Well, he had been in a cover band of the Beatles when he was younger. He was a young man, and he was born pretty much right after the Second World War II. And, you know, the World War is the biggest conflict that we can think of. And there was so much hatred between the people among the people against the Americans and Westerners and all that stuff. And but when the war was over, people were flooded with American pop music and, you know, British pop culture, and all that Western thing came in, and people loved it. My parents totally loved it as they were growing up and spending their youth, and so they were very influenced. And I think it's a proof that transition as such can happen from such extreme hatred to the admiration towards the other culture. And so that's one reason I guess I want to play the Beatles song. You're gonna hear Dear Prudence. I hope it plays properly. And I haven't really thought of what to do, but I'll play something and I hope you'll enjoy. I'll be back after the third set. Thanks for listening. This is Mirage Station on Waveform's WGXC Radio, and my name is Mayuko. I'll see you in a bit.
Thank you.
so I have to talk over this favorite song of mine. By 39 Clocks, A Look Into You from Painted Dark. We heard Trees by Male Dance from Pocket Swan, which is, this is an English translation of the original Russian names, and I totally forgot everything about this band. I only know this band because of my my dear friend and chosen family friends, Daniel, who is who was a refugee from former Soviet Union. He knew, you know, a bunch of stuff from a bunch of like strange, obscure stuff from Russia, and so I got it. I'm pretty sure I got it from this friend of mine, and because I wasn't prepared to play any of these things today, I should have asked him more information beforehand. But Male Dance, that is the translation of the band, and Trees was the song we heard, and another you know, transition possibility of transition, even though I guess the things around Russia is already messed up again, but we can hope that things get better. It might just take forever, which is pretty depressing already, but we can hope, and we have to keep on going. Anyhow, this last set started with the Beatles, Dear Prudence, from that White Album. And that's it for my show today. You've been listening to Waveforms WGXC Radio. This has been Mirage Station, and I have been Mayuko. I'm here on first and third Wednesdays, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So I hope you come back and join me the next time again. Coming up here next, here on WGXC Radio, after the noon local news, is the Bedazzled Radio Hour, live broadcast from Main Street of Catskill. So I hope you stick around. Stay with us here on WGXC. And if you can, please consider supporting us at wgxc.org/donate. All the information you need is there. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you again the next time.